How do you understand your employer brand? You can aim to win awards. You can launch a new career site. You can activate beautiful campaigns. You can spend a ton of money on making everything shiny. But how do you measure how you're actually performing in the eyes of your candidates, employees, and alumni? We have developed the Employer Brand Index to help practitioners understand their company's reputation as an employer. It gives you a quantitative and qualitative understanding of what talent thinks, presented in an easily understandable score and actionable report. Learn more at employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, son, Svejsan! It's Jörgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. Coming to you today from sunny Germany. Yeah, lovely and sunny here in Bonn, Nordrhein-Westfalen, alles paletti. And today's episode does relate to being on the road. Yeah, we're speaking to a tech company in the travel industry. And I think we can all agree that that makes for interesting subject matter in terms of employer branding. So how do they do it? Well, pack your toothbrush, your neck pillow, and pour yourself a strawberry margarita, and let's check in to the show. Hey, Kayla, how's it going?
It's going well. It's so nice to meet you. And I'm really excited to share more about what I'm doing at HomeAway in employer brand.
Fantastic. So Kayla, tell us, who are you? What do you do?
So my name is Kayla Chance, and I am the employer brand digital media specialist at HomeAway. So basically, I own our content strategy and our social media presence for everything that's life at HomeAway.
So HomeAway, not to be confused with the Australian TV show Home and Away, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what does HomeAway do, and how big is the company? Where are you based? And would our listeners know of it?
I mean, I would hope they would, because we are a global company. So you can pretty much get a HomeAway anywhere in the world, which is really awesome. HomeAway is a website that you're going to go to book cabins, beach homes, condos, really anything in between when you're thinking travel. We have over more than 2 million unique places to stay in 190 countries. So, I mean, you really can't go anywhere without finding us. We're also part of Expedia Group, which is awesome. And Expedia is the world's largest travel company. So the travel options are just endless. As far as our employees and HomeAway as an office, we have thousands of employees in 20 cities around the world, but we're headquartered here in Austin, Texas. And that's where I'm talking to you from.
Great. Okay. And what's the vision for HomeAway, and how does employer brand support this?
So HomeAway is just really trying to focus and invest in technology and strengthen our position as a top tier tech company, and just kind of transforming and leading the way to becoming an e-commerce marketplace. So I feel like when people think of HomeAway, you know, they think of travel, and maybe they don't necessarily think of a tech company first, but that's definitely where we're trying to head.
So in terms of talent challenges, what are you faced with? Is it finding tech people like everyone else?
Oh, of course. I mean, that's just the main struggle I feel like a lot of us are facing. So just competition for top talent is super fierce. So things like data engineering, big data, UX, UI, it is a struggle competing with some of these other companies. But, you know, we're really focusing on getting that top talent and getting them to come work for HomeAway. And kind of how our employer brand supports this is we are just all about attracting that top talent. So my manager and I are focused on creating awareness about what it's like to work at HomeAway, the type of work and projects you could be doing, just the problems you're solving. I mean, there's some really crazy things that you might not even think of that our engineers are solving on a daily basis to make HomeAway even better.
Great. So tell us how you communicate and really activate this employer brand. What would it look like to prospective talent? Let's say if I were a tech specialist and I saw updates from you guys, what would it look like?
So we have a really strong, or working on having a strong online presence. So you can find Life at HomeAway on all social media, on LinkedIn especially. I mean, we're running ads. We have our own Life at HomeAway blog where we're talking about those problems that our engineers are solving and things like that. So you can really just highlight the things that they're working on to see if it relates to you. We really are just, like I said, online. We're also in the community here. I mean, we're on campuses at local colleges. We travel around to other really big tech schools in the US and also abroad to try to track that top talent. For example, like we're involved in different coding summits and things like that. And like in Madrid, we've just participated in our first big conference, and it was really exciting for our engineers to go there and just meet other people in the industry.
And I can imagine when you go to these events, how do you make sure that HomeAway stands out next to all the other big tech giants out there?
I think a lot of it is just talking to our employees and talking to people that are working in these positions and finding out the projects and the problems that they're solving. And that just speaks for itself. I mean, the things that they're working on are so interesting. We're impacting travelers' experience on a daily basis. So just kind of hearing how we're doing that, it grabs you. It is crazy, just the stuff that they're working on, maybe in comparison to other companies. So especially at HomeAway, I mean, it's fun because, you know, it's fun things. It's not like a life or death project, but it definitely impacts people's lives on a daily basis when they're thinking about travel and they're planning those experiences.
Do you find that the subject matter, travel, is that what captures tech people? Do you find essentially like a developer who likes traveling, is that an added bonus for them?
Yes, I think so. So when people come and work at HomeAway, I mean, obviously a passion for technology and, you know, science and those things are usually number one and very important, but a close second is your passion for travel. I mean, our employees have just amazing travel stories. We love highlighting them on our Life at HomeAway blog, talking about this amazing places they're going. And with HomeAway having so many offices around the world, it's really interesting to hear, you know, when people visit these different offices and meet other people from Team HomeAway or they're going to these conferences, it's really fun to hear their stories. And you can just see that they're passionate about travel and wanting to share that experience with other travelers who are using HomeAway.
Great. And how long have you been doing the employer branding now for HomeAway?
So I am still pretty fresh. I've been here for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
My manager has actually been with HomeAway for 11 years, which is amazing. So she's seen the complete transformation from HomeAway, you know, being a startup out of a, you know, small little office into what it's grown into now.
And okay, so let's combine your two experience tenures there. What hard lessons along the employer brand journey can you share with us that our listeners should be avoiding?
So for my manager, a struggle was just getting the employer brand started. She was doing recruiting on the side, or recruiting mainly, and then employer brand on the side. And so trying to wear multiple hats and do everything at one time, I think was really tough. And then that's kind of where I came into the picture. And I was hired just to do our content, to our paid media or strategy with social media. So I was able to really relieve her a lot of that so she could focus more on just the employer brand strategy. And that was like, I think a harder lesson that I've learned myself since I've been here is just regarding social media. I mean, you have to be so in tune to the social media trends and updates of what's going on in the industry. And if you're just not really paying attention, I mean, your social media just might not be relevant anymore. So what you were doing a year ago or even 6 months ago just might not resonate with your audience. So it's important that you're always reviewing your analytics to see what your posts and what content is working and what's not working. That way you can just kind of head in that direction of the stuff that's performing well. And also just having a backlog of ideas that you can draw from and be like, you know what, let's try something new. Let's put out new content out there. Especially like a good example is Instagram. Instagram's constantly changing their algorithm, how they're displaying the posts and the feed. So you have to stay on top of that stuff to make sure that our content is being presented to our audience and people are actually seeing it.
So give us an example of what's working right now.
What we found works on different things work on different channels, and we've really pinpoint what those things are. But specifically for Instagram, people just want to see fun content. They want to see what our offices look like. They want to see like awards and things that our employees are doing when it comes to diversity and inclusion. So if it's people at like our Latinas in Tech event, they want to see that. They want to see people celebrating. They want to see us out in the community winning awards and just on college campuses. So mostly the fun stuff. And then we save other content that might be a little bit different for our other platforms.
And if we flip it, what does not work in your experience anymore?
You know, what we found actually does not work is just being, it's kind of kind of funny because you think that, you know, just saying, hey, we have a job, apply for it, would work. Cause you know, that's what we're kind of what we're doing. We're trying to attract people to our jobs, but that is, does not work. I've found that creating graphics or just being very blunt and saying like, hey, we're hiring for this software senior manager, you know, position on Instagram or on any of our social platforms just does not resonate. People want to see more creative stuff. They want to see real life. They don't want to see job ads.
Mm, okay. Do you think that's because that's what people, yeah, people, if they want to look at job ads, they'll go to somewhere like Indeed.
Indeed, or just our career site. You know, we give them a lot of opportunities to direct them back to our career site so they know where to find us. I mean, there, it's going to be pretty hard to miss our career site link or just missing any of our job boards. But yes, our jobs are posted on LinkedIn and Indeed. So if they really want to find our jobs, we've made it pretty easy for them.
Mm, gotcha. All right. And from these social media channels and the career site and Indeed and other places, what are the best sources? Where are you finding the best talents at the moment?
You know, a lot of our best talent just comes from referrals, and we're really lucky that we have really just dedicated and involved employees who are referring great people. So that is a huge source of talent for us. But yeah, we also, you know, using LinkedIn, Indeed, and then just some of like our local career events. So we've been doing events with some smaller organizations who are promoting women in technology. And so we've been partnering with them, and we've gotten some, you know, made some great contacts that way as well.
So give us some names of some great organizations.
Of course. So Power to Fly is a newer organization that we've been working with, but we have a profile with them and we work with them year round to just kind of plan events and draw in new talent in our area and looking for specific positions or, you know, fields in technology.
Nice. Okay. And if we look at technology, what is your employer brand tech stack?
Oh, this is funny because, you know, if you talk to an engineer, they have all of these complicated tools and programs that they're using that are just, you know, I'd be scared to get into that. But for us, it's a little bit different. So I use Spreadfast to schedule my social media, Canva, which is a great tool. It's like a Photoshop light. Like I love it because you can go in there and just easily drag things around without having to be super design savvy. On the flip side, I do know how to use all of like the Adobe Creative Cloud and Photoshop and video editing for Premiere and things like that. But if I want to create quick graphics, I use Canva. Jaya is what we use to edit our career site and put new content out there. And Everyone Social is like our employee advocacy tool that we're using. I go in there and post content that employees can share out on their personal social media channels, things that I think that they might like, or articles where I'm always mentioned in the news.
Nice. Okay. And lots of employer brand managers are listening to this right now. What would be your top tips to them?
So some of our top three tips is, this comes from a combination of me and my manager. We both talked about this, but we said just to be curious, connect and share with other employer brand professionals. And this is something my manager and I do all the time, is we hold regular brainstorms or ideations where we just, you know, keep the creative juices flowing, because it's important. Like when you have these ideas and you're thinking like, this might be great, but maybe I can't do it right now. Just to keep a backlog, what we do is literally go into Excel, create a document of this idea that we had, the date that we had it, and, you know, check off if we were able to do it or not or how it went. And we just go and groom it, that Excel document, regularly just to see if there's anything new that we can implement. So, but in connecting and sharing with other employer brand professionals, I mean, that's been super helpful. It's a very small community from what I've learned. And this is my first employer brand job. So getting to meet other people and see what they're doing and the kind of content that they're putting out. It's great. You know, it's easy to then keep those contacts and stay in touch with them and ask them when things come up, or if you're struggling with a certain thing, or you maybe have a question, it's nice to reach out and have that network.
And could you give our listeners some ideas of good communities that where they can engage in just like you're doing?
Yeah. So one of our favorite things to be part of is the Talent Brand Alliance. Mm-hmm. And it's a Facebook group, and people are constantly posting in there great questions and conversation starters and just different webinars and suggestions. So anytime we need something, we pretty much just pop in there and we can just kind of see what other people are doing. But then we also try to just stay on top of the employer brand conferences and meetings, things like that, of where we can actually go in person and meet these people. Because while it's great to talk on Facebook and just, you know, over the phone, it's even more meaningful when you can meet them in person and just sit down and have a face-to-face conversation.
Great. So big shout out to Stainy and Cheney, in other words. And also, could you give a shout out to your manager?
I think yes. My manager is Tiffany Lee, and she's the employer brand manager at HomeAway.
Yes. Fantastic work, both of you. Where can our listeners learn more about the employer brand work you guys do, and where can they connect with yourself, Kayla?
Oh, yes. So there's plenty of places you can connect with Life at HomeAway. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at just Life at HomeAway. For myself personally, you can find me at Kayla Chance on Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn. I'm on all those places. I am very, very active on social media. So if you like food and travel pictures, please give me a follow.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It was so nice talking with you.
Okay, there you have it, folks. I hope you had a good trip. Now, be sure to subscribe to this podcast at employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as on iOS, SoundCloud, and other purveyors of fine audio programming. And I should also highlight that in case you happen to be on Instagram, which is all the rage nowadays, LinkHumans on Instagram, so instagram.com/LinkHumans. We just hit 10,000 followers, so 10,000 people can't be wrong, or can they? You'll be the judge of that. Check us out on there, give us a follow or a like or something, and we'll say hello in return. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and look forward to catching up next time. Hey!
What kind of music do mummies listen to?
No idea.
Rap music.